Well, our good friends at Mass Mocha and North Adams have a new director, and this morning we get to meet her. Christy Edmonds has been appointed as the new director following a 10-month international search and a unanimous decision by the board. She comes to Mass Mocha from UCLA's Center for the Art of Performance, where she served as the executive and artistic director since 2011. Previously, the artistic director for the Melbourne International Arts Festival, served for several years as the head of the School of Performing Arts and deputy dean at the Victorian College of the Arts at the University of Melbourne, and was the founding executive and artistic director of the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art. It is a great pleasure to welcome the new director of Mass Mocha, Christy Edmonds, to the program. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. I just survived a whole bunch of words about myself.
Yeah, it's...
yes, thank you.
Well, they're all good words. I didn't... Yeah. I hadn't heard you speak prior to just talking to you, so I didn't know if I was going to get... I don't know why I expected that I may get an Australian accent, but I didn't get an Australian accent.
Ah.
And nor do I get a real sense of a Portland Western accent. Where do you hail from originally?
Well, my history and family heritage is mostly inside of the Pacific Northwest. I've moved a lot when I was a kid, spent some time in Minneapolis. So I don't know, my accent, almost everywhere I go, people think I have some kind of an accent, but they can't quite pin it. Neither can I.
No. Well, no, it's one of those that has been brewing from the various spots that you have stopped at across the globe. So this is day number what of your tenure? You're just a few days in, right?
Well, I literally just arrived here in North Adams yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been, you know, obviously doing the onboarding via Zoom that many of us across the world are deeply, intimately engaged in at this point. But so I've been, you know, getting my sea legs underneath me, as it were, since early October. But this is really my first moment. This is actually my first day here, which is so exciting. I can hardly see straight.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But first of all, kudos to your press staff who immediately, within 24 hours of your arrival, get you on a radio station to talk about your vision for the museum that you've been at for about an hour and a half. So good for them and good for you. It's a good way to spend a day, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and for you, thanks for the uptake.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to me because, I mean, you know the history of the place, and yeah, you have one guy for a really long time, and then you're the new director, and that's certainly, I mean, it's nothing against Joe, but it is exciting to have a new director. He's decided to move on, and that's great and good for him. And now you're in. So what I found fascinating in reading your biography is that you've long been aware of Mass Mocha, and we're always fascinated by Mass Mocha.
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. In fact, even if you hear any piece of the history or the story of Mass Mocha, how could you not be completely fascinated and compelled? Right.
Right.
I mean, you take this enormous history and an amount of, you know, buildings and property and 16 acres in a remarkable part of the world, and say, hey, let's transform this in service to art, creativity, and regional pride and global belonging. I mean, what's not to be fascinated by? But yeah, I mean, early when I was first, you know, I was a curator at the Portland Art Museum before I then went on to start and found the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art, which is, you know, PICA for short. And that was actually in about the same time that Joe and Thomas Krenz and Michael Govan, Jennifer, all these other people that were conjoining around how you dream something forward that, by and large, most people would go, that's probably impossible, which is, you know, what art does. How do we dream the impossible into being?
Well, I think that's the thing about Mass Mocha that is so fascinating, is you have this amazing idea, and there's a lot of amazing ideas sitting on, mock-ups on people's desks that never saw fruition. this one saw fruition and, oh, by the way, became very successful in the process. So as you enter now, what do you see your role as of what? Because it'll take a while for you to see the vision of ultimately what you want to do, and you will, I hope, be afforded that time. But in the meantime, of how you look and say, all right, this is my immediate task at hand.
Well, you know, I love that you're asking it and giving me a little bit of a, you know, glide path to of time. You know, for me, you know, on the one hand, there is a tremendous amount of experience, knowledge, exposure, artistic relationships, creative pipelines that I'm vividly aware of around the world, nationally, regionally, etc. And so my first moment here at Mass MoCA is to listen to the culture that is here. Not surprisingly, many of us across the arts and various other professions, businesses, and industries have gone through a lot in the pandemic. That's an economic pressure point. It's a change of practice pressure point. A lot of things in the arts have been log jammed behind, you know, there's no sense putting up an entire installation or an exhibition or a performance if no one can come. So to me, one of the things is really first and foremost, listening to, you know, here, the region, what is the locals, the people, because it's the newest thing to me, while listening to the art world, the staff, the employees, and the board to get a real handle on where are the log jams, if there are any, how do we move those forward? How do we think both long-term ahead and short-term in terms of recovery? Most of that recovery, because Mass MoCA has done an incredible job in the interim time period and the interim leadership, let alone what Joe and, you know, the board and everyone has done prior. But I think right now is a moment where we can take stock, restore what's going on with artists who have also been pretty impacted by the pandemic, really take a look at what comes next and deepen what it is that we can do.
So
it's not that I'm walking in with like, I'd like to just take all of my vision and expectations and have you unload the semi truck at your loading dock and start implementing them. It's my job to really listen to what's here and what inflection point we're at and move and build on that from in the going forward.
So hearing you say that, and I think as we get to know each other, Christy, hopefully you'll come to realize this about me, is that I try to be a glass half full kind of guy.
That away. I'm with you, Joe.
And I am often, not always successful, but sometimes I'm successful. But it seems to me that in this case of keeping the glass half full, that I would say that it does, while everything of the last year and a half has been horrible, that it does give you, that this may be a good time for you to start, because so many organizations are hitting a reset, and you also get to hit a reset, but you're resetting it as you start a new job without of dealing with what is ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there, a reset is maybe not quite what I'm thinking about here, because what has been built here, what has been put into the DNA, what has come out of the ground, what has been the ethos behind Mass MoCA is such a privilege and such a astonishing, maverick, inspiring, you know, that system that's here is its footprint. And
you're talking about mission, and I'm talking more about, you know, when, how many people do we let in and when, you know, in the sense of that you get to reset and sort of grow as the place figures out what your future exhibitions are going to be, what your future is going to look like as far as events and opening up the field and all of that stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the curatorial team and the programming team that have been here at Mass MoCA are phenomenal. They're loved and respected by artists across the board. There's a lot of different projects that will populate the exhibition calendar moving forward, the performing arts calendar moving forward. And for me, it's really about empowering what is already basically a kind of public promise, even though it's not yet fully announced, and really supporting how those move forward while I jump further afield into the future and learn and think of like, oh, what might we diversify here and how do we resource X, Y, and Z? I'll be looking to really build collaboratively upon what is and the kind of sequencing that we can do that's going to matter, I think, deeply to the arts culture and independent artists, producers, you know, the whole bit.
Christy Edmonds is our guest, the new director of Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts. Looking at your resume, it seems that there is a lot of crossover, that the type of work that you have done in the past, that there are similarities in the mission statements of this institution and the places that you have worked in the past.
Yes, there are definitely similarities. And there's what's interesting is a lot of the, if you look across an arts ecology, be it in visual, film, various performing arts forms, there's often this kind of pipeline. We do collaborate around projects, artists, and programs, regardless internationally, nationally, you know, across the country and regionally. So many of the artist relationships that are here in Mass MoCA are also relationships that I hold. In fact, Esperanza Spalding is here right now to be in residence working on an opera with Wayne Shorter, the incredible, you know, jazz musician. I mean, both of them. Well, I first met her when she was a high school student in Portland, Oregon. And I've presented her work over different chapters of her history. And then to see how Mass MoCA creates this kind of engine of possibility, and then artists and their projects go out into the broader infrastructures and the cultural, you know, infrastructure across the country from here. I'm a participant in that. So there's been numerous times when a project that Mass MoCA has been, you know, fostering, helping along, I then have been able to curate, program, or put into a connective tissue in LA or Australia when I was running the Melbourne Festival or Portland. So there's a real kind of kindredness around contemporary maverick ideas that without something like Mass MoCA or our other, you know, kind of visionary organizations around the country, the work stops before it's made possible. So to be able to conjoin that here now is to me profoundly exciting.
Is there a moment where you think to yourself, wow, I have 250,000 square feet of space to work with? This is so exciting.
Yeah. You know, this morning I was in this particular space, which I can't even remember the name of it, but it's on the third floor. And I took a photograph of it and sent it to my kids in LA and said, hey, look at my new office.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Yeah.
And when you think about the possibilities and the things that are possible, there also comes this the honoring of the past, which you have talked about, but because Mass MoCA has been such a leader in this, and whether it be Fresh Grass or other festivals that are, you know, known across the globe, that there is a lot that you adhere to because you don't, quite frankly, you don't want to screw that up, right?
Sure. I mean, why mess with something that's fantastic, mission aligned, and brilliant?
Yeah. And in mission aligned, the idea is to always stay true to that, or how do you feel about missions in general? Should they be pliable?
Well, I think missions, if they are grounded in a set of values, mean that you're always evolving those values. And the value that lives in the mission of Mass MoCA is one around truly putting your shoulders to the wheel to support successive generations of artists across discipline to give their work, to birth their work into the world. And there's various other places that do that in other kinds of ways, but no one quite does it like Mass MoCA. So that is a kind of both need and mission pursuit that is going to be continuously evolving, you know? Yeah. Artists aren't going to stop needing space or a public or a place to meet a public or a curatorial hand that conjoins and links arms with their own thinking, or people who work in the shops and fabrication and the preparators who are saying, oh, I have a design solution that might help your idea. This is a real place of collaboration. And that point in the mission is one that resonates with me, because it's also how does the energy generated from artistry and the pursuit of ideas that you want to share with a public also rejuvenate and add value and pride and belonging and various kinds of meaning into a town, into a region, into the world. So to me, it's the best of all possibilities.
The only thing that seems fundamentally different, and I'm just interested in your take on this, is that you do this incredible work in Los Angeles at the Center for the Art of Performance, and it is one of many artistic institutions within Los Angeles, and you are part of a vibrant arts community. Well, there is a vibrant arts community in the Berkshires, but when it comes to North Adams, I mean, you're it. So is that something that is an added pressure that you are like the premier arts institution and certainly modern art, not only in the Berkshires, but, you know, you could argue New England and the Northeast.
Yeah. And I mean, when you describe it as pressure, I see it as a kind of abiding duty of care, right?
Right.
That it's to me, it's not about who's the highest up the chain or with the biggest footprint or the largest. You know, it's not that. It's actually about how does the existence of an organization that is of this scale serve, inspire, ignite, and connect to a local, a regional, a state, you know, New England nationally, and it has a global identity as well. So there's, to me, it's the pressure to continue enabling it to evolve in a way that is both organic, germane, and deeply wise, compassionate, and intelligent in terms of where it lives on planet Earth is a really important thing.
Yeah.
And I find it an exciting duty of care, an inspiring accountability and responsibility. Not so much, you know, the pressure points are really how does the economy that lives interdependent with Massmoca and the region and North Adams, that's an interdependent economy as well.
Right.
And I find that inspiring. You know, if you can, there's that cliche, but it means something. You know, a rising tide lifts all ships. Well, if Massmoca is the tide in this particular region with what we have to offer, then sustaining its capacity is going to help lift all ships. That is really so humane and purposeful that I find it inspiring rather than shrinking away from the pressure of its footprint.
Yeah, I love that you say that, and the idea of it being inspirational. I guess in the nature of the question that I asked you was, you know, this idea of if you have a bad day in LA, you know, it's a bad day for you all. If you have a bad day at Massmoca, it may be on the front page of the newspaper. So, you know, that's different. That's just a different culture.
Sure.
And I think that is interesting.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I don't yet know it. But yeah, thanks for that. That was
helpful. I realize that goes against what I earlier said about being a glass half full kind of guy, but I meant well.
Well, it's good to know that if I have a bad day, the front page of a newspaper is going to stick the boot in as hard as possible.
No, I'm kidding. But as you say, it's because it's so important to the community. I mean, I love what you said about it being the inspiration, because there are so many things tied to it. Which is wonderful to have that cultural center.
Yeah, but it's also humbling and grounding to be interdependent with the concerns, considerations of that which is connected to place. And how do you have a voice at the table that is not over-dominating, that is able to listen, that is able to learn, be curious, and to ignite around things that really have mutual aims and long-ranging benefit to people? That's what we're here to do. And, you know, it's so almost irrational that you would do that through contemporary and modern art, that somehow that becomes one of the kind of ignition points into the future for a whole town and region. But to me, it's actually, there's a logic underneath it, because artists are often in pursuit of dreaming a future forward that keeps us awake to the world and life as we're living it, that can take and inspire a young person to dream perhaps differently than the conditions they've seen in the context of their own, you know, journey to date. It can cross cultural barriers. You know, the space between the notes matters as much as the notes themselves. And that, to me, is Mass MoCA lives, breathes that in its DNA. And as a result, it makes that space between the notes possible for people to hear. That without it, what else do you have as your ignition?
Right. That's a beautiful answer, because it's certainly about that space, and it's certainly about the artists, and it's also about the audience and the people who come, and what we all learn in that process, which is so important.
Yeah.
Christy Edmonds is the new director of Mass MoCA. Christy, what a great pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for being with us. I feel somewhat guilty talking to you on your first day. It doesn't really seem fair, but that was what they told me to do. And I'm just thrilled that you that you were up for it. And I look forward to many more conversations down the road and working together as we always have with Mass MoCA. And just wish you all the luck in the world and welcome you to the region. It's great to have your vision and leadership.
Oh, thank you so much. It means a lot. It really does. And I look forward to meeting you and hanging out with you in person at some point in time. And I'm sure there's a ton of things that you can teach me that I don't know about yet. And as can the whole community, you know. So I really appreciate you spending the time with me. Thank you.
Christy Edmonds, thank you very much. Again, you can find out more at massmocha.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.